Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com. Is that right, Ted?
That's right.
With a C in the middle, TedCFishman.com. Folks, if you want to get smarter, and I mean that, you need to hang out with Ted. TedCFishman.com. His books, China Inc., is a 15-year-old book of prophecy that if you want to read it, don't think about when it was published. It'll leap out of your hands into the present world. Also, Chakra Gray, one of my favorite, actually my favorite demographic book on the aging of the world. Ted, thanks again for being here. You know, there's so many things I want to talk to you about, but we mentioned China Inc. Chakra Gray is also prominent now too because of the profile of people who are being hurt by the COVID-19. The aging of America. Look at Italy. Italy is one of the is almost ground zero for an older demographic. And look at how bad they got decimated by COVID-19. What do you think?
I think that's right. And when you look at who has been the most hit by the virus, it is the older people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and many of the arguments for public response are to protect these older people. I have to say the most sad news out of this are these senior communities that are just ravaged by virus.
Like one of the classic ones was in Washington State, and was basically the six or eight of them were infected by one person who came back from China. Ted, I want to move over and ask you your thoughts on reopening America. I mean, you're a businessman.
Well,
you've got your ear to the ground in the economy out there, but you're also a practical guy. What do you think?
Well, I think our number one priority is to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place to take care of people who are sick.
Yep.
The reasoning behind closing so much of America has been to give us time to get ready. And in some ways we've done a poor job, in other ways we've done an excellent job. Many of the large temporary hospitals have created overcapacity in the health sector.
Yep.
But I would say that when we're ready to take care of people, we can start letting people out of their homes.
But aren't we already there, Ted? I mean, think about it. Here's another irony. While we're worried about not having enough capacity in one place, we got other hospitals that are going out of business because they don't have their regular business. I mean, this is you and I, of all the people I know, you know that that Newton's law of motion is alive and well. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely true. Hospitals are not making the money that they used to because they don't do the procedures that make them
them
money.
Right, hip replacements and things like that.
Yeah, I would say that we're not quite there, at least where I live. You know, the deaths are peaking right now.
But you're in downtown Chicago,
we're just, you know, supposedly we're just a few weeks away, you know, maybe 3 weeks away. So, and then if we do get widespread availability on the test, we'll have a group that probably has pretty good immunity. You can go out and start turning the lights on again. And even when we're open, there'll be a lot of self-policing. I worry about is all of the crisscrossing travel everywhere. And I've followed with interest the countries that have shut down a lot of the travel opportunities while they're opening up.
Right.
I think that's an interesting early.
Now that's not. But see, I'm okay. I'm not saying let's go back to January in America. But I am saying we've got to get this going because I'm telling you, there's going to be a revolution on Main Street. It's already happening. I predicted it in my column this week. There's going to be a revolution. There are already people defying the governors. And I have to be honest with you, Ted. They asked me if I was essential or non-essential. I said I'm not. I'm neither. I'm non-compliant.
Yeah, I think this is inevitable. I had some people call me early on and ask me what they thought. My answer was, look, people will only be able to stay at home for so long.
That's right. What.
And, we just have to give people a course where they have hope that their life can return back to where they have purpose.
Yeah, but well said. That's a great line of wisdom. I'm gonna wrap it up on Ted. TedCFishman.com. You'll be smarter when you go there like we have today with his visit. Hey, Ted, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. Thank you, Jim.
We can't do without you. Thanks for 15 great years, Ted.
TedCFishman.com.
Check that out, folks. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.